now CareArc. They might have a new name, but they still have the same great services. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be convenient and affordable for everyone, without exception. That's why their approach to healthcare is different, so you can get back to living your life without the hassle. They offer convenient and affordable services, all under one roof, such as medical care, dental care, and behavioral health. Find them online at carearc.org.
KVU News Time 8:25. Newsmaker 2-time here today. We're pleased to have with us on the KVU Sutherland studio line Eric Smith, the 76th District Representative from Burlington, joining us to give us an update on the legislative session.
Eric, good morning. How are you?
Eric.
Good morning. Good morning, Chuck. Good morning, Ron. How are you, gentlemen?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
I'm doing well. It's definitely spring outside, so we keep it.
Very true. How busy have you been on legislative matters here in between the regular session and the veto session to begin next week?
It's been fairly busy. Folks have a lot of questions, and we've been addressing them over the phone, in person, at the grocery store, wherever we see it. So
what has been the biggest interest among your constituents? What are some of the highlights you've been hearing from folks in your district?
Well, I think curiosity more than anything. The biggest thing is what problems have there been this year in the legislature? And I think it's the lack of controversy in the news. I mean, there is some here and there. You can pick out a bill here or there that has gained some controversy. But overall, I think with the revenue situation, that controversy or drama has kind of dropped this year.
Well, we've had a chance to talk with other lawmakers that represent parts of the KVU listening area the last really couple of weeks, and by and large, the it seems like the consensus is it's been a fruitful session. It's been productive, although there are some issues, obviously, where things may not have gone as individual lawmakers would have liked them to go. What's your assessment here on at least the regular session here from a broad stroke perspective?
I think the same thing. I mean, you're always going to have those items that you can't find consensus on. Depending on where you come from, the values that you adore, it's going to matter on certain bills. But overall, I think we've been very productive, and we've been able to right some wrongs from the past and bring some funding back to some areas that needed it.
Well, as you mentioned, Eric, you came into this legislative session flush with cash, and that continues, and that does seem to be able to put salve on a lot of wounds out there when you have some money to address a lot of issues. Your thoughts overall on the budget, were you happy with the way that played out?
Well, overall, yeah. You can sit and nitpick at this and that that you thought should have happened or shouldn't have happened, but there were some important elements to the budget that needed to be addressed. You know, the state water plan is one of those things that we've struggled over for the past, for more than a decade. We're going to bring that back to full funding, so that's a good thing. Being able to put $500 million in the rainy day fund, it'd be nice to think that we finally righted our economy and we won't have to deal with a recession in the future. But the fact of the matter is it's going to happen again. It happens and we need to be prepared for it as a state. So when we are, as you say, flush with cash, part of that should be set aside just for those times. And we were able to do that.
Well, Eric, how important was it to be able to pay off as much debt as you were able to do?
Well, that's the main thing, isn't it? If we're going to have that cash, let's get rid of the debt instead of trying to find new ways to spend it. So I was very satisfied that we had a focus on not only that rainy day fund, but especially CAPERS and getting that thing funded even more. I think we're going to be set at close to 80% if we get this thing taken care of.
Let's talk about some other components of the budget here then, and get your perspectives on those. Higher education comes to mind. Mental health is something that you've really been championing since you became a state representative. And really, I guess, maybe corrections / law enforcement and ventures here to support the law enforcement side of things.
Yeah, so on the budget side of things, I mean, it's good to be able to see that there is a focus also on mental health. Crisis intervention centers and helping to fund to get more personnel into those mental health institutions that really help out the community and help out law enforcement. So that's a good thing. Highway Patrol has been struggling a little bit with having competitive wage to keep folks, not only to attract officers, but, you know, in law enforcement, especially as many occupations, that experience is critically important to the success of a program. And so being able to retain those officers that are higher was something that had to be a focus. And then we did some things for our state prisons to help them out with some funding to help get them some equipment, some body cameras, stab vests, et cetera. That's great stuff. That needed to happen. And so that's a good expenditure, a good reason to spend some money right there.
Well, let's talk about what awaits when you return for the veto session coming up beginning next week, Eric. And I guess the main elephant in the room is the food sales tax issue. Your thoughts on that? I mean, the governor wants to erase it all in one fell swoop, but there are other, options on the table to gradually reduce the food sales tax. And, of course, there have been questions on exactly what is food, what isn't food, what can be taxed. Your take on that?
You know, that is one of those things I've been hit up about by the community quite a bit because it is of interest. You know, this is a subject that when I first took a look at it, I thought it was a no-brainer. We had tried to attack this before, and in fact, if we had passed a certain tax bill back in 2019, it got vetoed, but it included a step down that by January 1st would have had food tax at zero. So it was unfortunate that we didn't take advantage of that. And by the step down, what we were looking at is a certain percentage drop each year until we're down to 0%. And I think that's where we're still going to be focused on as a legislature. Instead of trying to take it all down to zero at one time, which, you know, on its face sounds like a great thing to do when you have excess revenues. But the fact of the matter is, again, that recession piece that may come up in the future, what are we going to do to recoup those funds that are coming in currently? And it's a little bit, I guess we need to be cautious about what the plans are once we get that knocked down, who's got plans to reinstate that funding, that revenue stream through other taxes. In other words, through property or income taxes. And I have a fear that she has a plan to come back in and restore that. So from the back end, one of the things that I want people to take a look at is other states that have done this and what they've had to do to compensate for that. But not only that, who are we really helping out when we take it grocery taxes away? The governor's claimed that it could save people thousands of dollars. Well, how much would you have to spend in a year on groceries or on your monthly budget in order to get those thousands of dollars? And most of the folks that need the help through groceries are not going to see that. If they're on SNAP or some other thing that keeps them from spending a lot of money on food, they're not going to see a great return on this. So I think there may be some other answers, not excluding the food tax completely, but there may be some other answers that we can take a look at to help out.
What do you see possibly here, Eric, as ways maybe to help people who will eventually be affected by a food sales tax reduction, if not an out-and-out elimination? What comes to your mind right now?
Well, you know, one of the things that we could look at is we already have a way to help folks out on a grocery reimbursement. I think if we had a bigger focus on that for folks who are low income, some type of tax refund on groceries or an estimated, I think that's something that we could look at. Other states have done, and we do have a partial here in Kansas, but I think that we could probably expand that a little bit to help people out who are struggling. And in fact, that's who I think we need to focus on, is those who are struggling. Truly, the folks who are going to save thousands of dollars are the people who are spending lots of money on groceries. That they may not need that kind of help.
And we're talking with 76th District State Representative Eric Smith on our Newsmaker 2 program, a little legislative recap and preview of the veto session coming up. And I know recently, Eric, the governor signed a multi-million dollar bipartisan tax cut bill that was highlighted by, I guess, a substantial property tax cut for homeowners. But there's something coming up, I guess, that was still left on the table that you could be looking at, and that would be another package of tax cuts projected to, what, to be worth about $430 million over 3 years. What are you seeing there?
Well, and the fact of the matter is, this time of year, it's all about tax cuts. So what we end up with in the end is really what's going to be the story. You can talk about all kinds of things that people have ideas for tax cuts on. And we're going to be, you know, everyone would love to cut taxes. I'm all about cutting taxes where we can do it. Obviously, right now, we can afford to do some things. Again, it's just caution. Guys, I'm not trying to understate it, but it really is just being cautious about what that revenue stream is going to look like. You know, one of the things that I'm trying to press to people right now, tax cuts are a good thing. The fact that we are bringing in more revenues than we estimated does not mean that we're bringing in the revenues we need to take care of all of our debts. So those estimates are just based on what we thought the revenues would look like. It's not necessarily a surplus above what we need to pay off those debts and take care of the bills. So we really have to be careful about what we're doing with this revenue and understand that it's not that we have so much money we can find new ways to spend it. So tax cuts are good. Just how are we going to take care of things when the economy dips?
Eric, before we let you go here this morning, one thing I wanted to ask you is clearly the sales tax discussion, overall budget are going to be big talking points and quite possibly the biggest of the talking points here as the veto session unfolds here starting next week. But what do you see here that may wind up getting at least discussed, if not actually ultimately move forward?
I think the grocery tax will have a decision made. It may not be exactly what everybody wants, but it's going to be something I think that's manageable. I don't think anybody, and I don't want to give the impression that I'm against it. I'm not against it. But we need to be careful and cautious and be willing to accept that in the end, we may have to find a way to recover that revenue stream. And that's an unfortunate thing. But, you know, Kansas has to stay competitive. And if we're going to stay competitive, we're going to have good services. And when that means good people and retaining people, that means bringing them up to a competitive wage. And so that's something that we have to focus on, too.
And talking with a number of our other lawmakers here locally, Eric, over the past couple of weeks, one thing that they all thought went smoother, I guess as smooth as it possibly could, was redistricting. Let's talk about how you were affected and your take on how things ended up.
Well, that's exactly right. It did go well. I thought it was well orchestrated, but very well negotiated. The folks that were at the table were listening. They weren't just talking. And you could tell that when they were up at the well talking about this, these maps. So it's a pleasant surprise at the beginning of the year. You're just considering all the controversy that could happen. And so it was good to see it come out the way it did. We do have one map, obviously, that's going to go to the courts, and we'll see how that turns out. But I think my district, the way it changed, is not significantly impacting the voters that I'm going to be talking to. You know, I lost a portion of Emporia, but I gained a portion of Lyon County up to the north, part of Ron Highland's district previously. And then I gained portions over in Osage County. But I know all these folks. I've talked to these folks and seen them around. So I'm pleased. I think it turned out well.
Outstanding. Well, Eric, thanks so much for joining us here today. We'll be in touch here next week to see how things are going from your eyes with the veto session. And best of luck here to you to get everything handled that needs to be handled.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great day.
All right, thanks, Eric. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, bye.
All right, that is Eric Smith, 76th District State Representative, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, Chuck.
All right. Just want to let you know here that here we'll have our Newsmaker 3 in just a little bit. We'll be joined by Southern Lyon County District Administrators, teachers, and also even students as we talk about Honor Flight to come. And then tomorrow, don't forget that we have the Newsmaker segment around 7:20 with Undersheriff John Kelch talking about the law enforcement torch run and Ron's ride coming up in early June, plus What's in Outdoors coming at 8:20 tomorrow morning right here on KVOE.
KVOE live and local. Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by our friends at CareArc, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. CareArc, healthcare without the headache. CareArc, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. KVOE live and local. Good morning, 8:40. Sunshine, 54 degrees. Good morning.
President Biden preparing an address from the White House shortly on how the U.S. is preparing.